25 different precincts and 3 satellite caucuses.
The country,
and despite the campaign saying that they're focused on New Hampshire, Sanders is still complaining that he won what is essentially the popular vote in Iowa.
Fox's Mike Tobin in Des Moines. Buttigieg leads the delegate count by 1. President Trump holding a rally in New Hampshire on the eve of the state's primaries.
The president faces a primary opponent, former Massachusetts Governor Bill Weld, but is hoping to repeat his first ever electoral victory that came in February 2016 with his New Hampshire primary win.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. And on Wall Street, the Dow closing up 174, the Nasdaq gaining 108, the S&P 500 adding 24. America is listening to Fox News.
Yeah, let's fix that. That's too much success. We can't have that.
It's late at night. You're fast asleep, and a shadowy figure is about to break into your home. But you're protected.
Ow! Ow! Ow!
Yes, it's the James Brown Home Security Alarm.
Ah!
The hardest working alarm in the safety business. Designed by the godfather of home protection himself.
Ow, ow, ow.
The James Brown alarm protects you from burglars, vandals, peeping toms. And if you act now, we'll include at no extra cost the patented James Brown Hot Pants Fire Alarm.
Ow, ow, ow.
So put the soul patrol on your keyhole. With a James Brown home security system. You'll say,
I feel good.
Here, they're out of business, by the way. That's just an old commercial. But here's a business that's still around.
3, 2, 1, 0. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Applied Security presents our rocket scientist of the day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
And I hate to make the nominee one of our own. Not one of our news talk hosts, but a talk host.
What a new...
A San Francisco radio host responded to Representative Devin Nunes and his claim that liberal media are hostile to Republicans by threatening to make his life's work to harass him. This is Chip Franklin. He's our nominee. He replied to an article in The Federalist, which is, by the way, a good website to visit from time to time. Devin Nunes says Trump's most important accomplishment is outing hostile media by posting a vulgar tweet declaring, "You ain't seen hostile yet, you knuckle." Yeah, the other word rhymes phonetically with knuckle. And an emasculated pissant. Yeah. TikTok. Mr. Blank Knuckle. Look, go to the Media Research Center website. The coverage of Trump is close to 100% negative from the legacy networks. And Fox hasn't exactly been, you know, his biggest cheerleader. Not all day, anyway. Maybe in the prime time. Well, of course, the prime time slots at night, like during the hilarious Iowa crocus, Hannity, I think Tucker, had 5 million viewers. They blew everybody else out of the water. Not even the people that vote for these weasels in the caucus are watching to see who won. I don't know about making a direct threat on a public official. That's what this sounds like to me. And I don't think you're going to unseat Devin Nunes. I think Devin Nunes, there are some conservative pockets in California, believe it or not. Right, Rosie?
Yes.
Live there. Where are those, by the way? Is Orange County still as red as it used to be?
No, Orange County is not as red as it used to be. But
too bad.
Northern California.
I mean, there's been talk from time to time about counties up in the northern part of California that want to just get out of the state.
And Jefferson. I know there's quite a few conservatives out in the desert, like the Palm Springs area.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And that state is truly insane. They keep passing laws, and this is a big part of what the Democrats, they really care about people who don't belong here. Now they've got a proposal that would offer further protection and allowing illegal aliens to vote.
No,
that's unconstitutional for starters. And they do nothing but diminish everybody else's citizenship, especially those who went through the system to get citizenship.
Yes. I would think the naturalized citizens would be more upset about that than anyone else.
They are, but the media pays them zero attention.
Because that process is insane,
yes,
and it's long, and it's hard, and
yes,
it's expensive.
Yes.
Yeah, which is, of course, you know, assuming your garden variety immigrant comes in with a wallet full of money, which they don't. But one of the things that Trump is trying to do, he's not against immigration. We just want to know who's coming in, and are they not going? They don't want to bring in people who are going to become government dependents.
No, we have enough.
We have plenty, and we're trying to shrink those. We are shrinking those numbers because there are finally jobs out there. You know, you don't have to legislate a fifth. That's another one of the Democrats. A $15 minimum wage. Every time they install that somewhere, whether it's Seattle or New York, thousands of people lose
their
jobs, and businesses close because they can't afford it. However, others are making more money. Personal incomes are up 3.1% on average just since Trump took office. There was no growth in that number for 8 long, miserable years. So it's sadly comical to watch this farce unfold through the primary process to see who can screw it up the fastest. You know, which of their great and genius programs are going to mess things up. Here's some encouraging news. According to John McLaughlin, the impeachment process in the House has backfired on Democrats. He predicted the proceedings will cause Democrats to lose their majority in 2020. And once that butt is on the ground and that cigarette is out, the Republicans need to put their foot on it and grind it. If they haven't learned enough of these wishy-washy, well, let me wet my finger and see which way the wind is blowing. You got a chance to do something really good. So, 53% approval for the president. And then you can add the 10% that's afraid to say they like him because they don't want to get killed or hurt or...
It's more than that.
I believe it is.
Yeah.
I believe it is.
Anybody with any sense is not going to say anything.
And you watch in New Hampshire, he's going up there tonight and he's going to outdraw that entire field of candidates. People who are waiting. Would you wait outside in bad weather for 2 days to see any of those people?
Oh.
You don't have to. That's the answer. You don't have to because wherever they're at, there's no wait, no problem getting in to see them.
And plenty of seats.
Plenty. Plenty of seats. So, yeah, it's a Gallup poll that shows the president's approval rating. Jumping to it, the highest it has ever been. So good job with that impeachment. And now Chuck wants to, I want an investigation. You know what word nobody wants to hear ever again?
Investigation.
Unless we're looking into the deep state cretins who put this whole coup idea together. They need to pay with their butts in jail. After that, then we'll talk investigation. It's 410. Clark's Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing is the company to partner up with to help you navigate the extremes of Alabama climate. Now, today it's not bad. We were just outside.
It feels good out
checking
there.
Checking traffic, it does. It is a little bit on the humid side. In fact, it was misting. It's not showing up in the radar, but there's a light mist in the air. That could be a little bit treacherous while driving, but that's not why I'm talking about Clark's. You want to be cool during the hot Alabama summers, and you want to be able to at least have the peace of mind that your system's been checked out and brought up to an efficient standard that'll keep your electric costs down. Take it from an idiot, me, who has been a Clark's Club member for, 8, 9 years at least. In fact, I found Clark's by accident. I was splashing through my living room, and I said, that's not supposed to happen. I realized the hot water tank had ruptured. And for whatever reason, maybe it was the Lord dragging me out the front door, I walked out in front of the house, and there was a Clark's truck in the cul-de-sac, and the guy had just finished working at a neighbor's, and I said, can you help me, please? I must have looked really pathetic. So he shut stopped the leak, and then the next day he came out and put a new heater in, which was great. And it's been the best ever since. And by the way, when you have those kinds of emergencies, and they're almost inevitable with anything that's mechanical, you have the guarantee of priority service as a member. Prevention with the membership and then the guarantee of priority service if something does go wrong. ClarkComfort.com is the web address. Their Alabama certification number 99004, or call them right now at 277-2125. It's 411. I guess we'll roll call today, huh?
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah,
right. What'll it be, Joe?
Coffee and apple pie. Yeah, whoa, Madge, what was that?
The lights? Oh, they always dim when the dishwasher turns on.
You should call Crosby Electric.
You think?
Overloaded circuits at your business can be dangerous. The experts at Crosby Electric can upgrade your electrical service to safely handle the load. And they can add receptacles where needed to eliminate overuse of extension cords.
Yeah, Madge, I'd like to pay you. The problem is it's so dark in here, I can't read my bill.
No, the problem is you're cheap.
Well, that's a problem too.
Effective, attractive lighting is essential for any business. Crosby Electric can help with a new lighting scheme that will give your business a fresh, exciting look. And they can recommend outdoor lighting for greater safety and security.
That'll be $4.50 for the coffee and pie, Joe.
Don't I get anything for recommending Crosby Electric?
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Joe.
You're welcome.
Don't put off essential electrical upgrades for your business. Call 272-2085 or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Looking for that perfect Valentine gift that says, I love you? Here it is. BF Goodrich Tires. Hi, I'm Jared at Tire City. This Valentine's weekend, you can save up to 50% when you buy 4 BF Goodrich passenger or light truck tires at Tire City. It's only 2 days, February 14th and 15th. Say I love you and save 50% on BF Goodrich Tires at one of Tire City's 2 locations.
Right tires, expert service, Tire City.
This Wednesday at 9 a.m., it's another Bama half-off special just in time for Valentine's Day. The Spa Boutique 360 has $50 gift certificates for only $25 on BamaHalfOff.com. The Spa Boutique has everything you need to love the skin you're in. Spa Boutique 360 offers several non-invasive body sculpting services to enhance your beauty, curves, and confidence. There are only 50 certificates available. Get your half-off deal from the Spa Boutique 360 this Wednesday at 9 a.m. on BamaHalfOff.com.
Hi, I'm Ellis Askew with Alabama News Network. Montgomery Fire and Rescue is reporting the city's first fire fatality of 2020. A 67-year-old man died of fire-related injuries in a structure fire on the 4,000 block of Ardmore Drive on Saturday. There were no reported injuries to fire department personnel. The cause of the fire is still under investigation. Montgomery Fire officials are also investigating what caused a storage unit to go up in flames early this morning. The fire broke out in the 6300 block of Atlanta Highway. Officials tell us a woman was treated on the scene for minor injuries. Firefighters were eventually able to get the blaze under control. 10 storage units were damaged. Mayor Stephen Reed and the Montgomery United Transition Team want your input and solutions for a better Montgomery. There'll be a municipal assembly to let your voice be heard. It's Wednesday, February 12th at 5:30 p.m. in the auditorium at Montgomery City Hall. I'm Ellis Askew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and 2 nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated, Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather. hi, everybody. Wet and turbulent times for the week ahead with showers and thunderstorms becoming likely tonight. There'll be some locally heavy rainfall in spots. Periods of showers and thunderstorms tomorrow. I think we're in the mid-70s tomorrow. Upper 70s on Wednesday. Risk of showers and thunderstorms during the daytime Wednesday, but showers and storms becoming more likely Wednesday night. And it could be another one of those overnight severe weather threats, just like last Wednesday night, that lasts through Thursday morning. Severe thunderstorms with damaging wind gusts and a tornado can't be ruled out. Then it turns cooler during the daytime hours on Thursday and a windy, cold day Friday, but the rain is gone by then. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
If you ever wanted to get away from it all and stay away from it all, plan your next vacation on Quarantine Cruise Lines. You'll be whisked away at sea on a beautiful cruise ship and then locked in your cabin where you'll stay so you don't get infected. You'll receive all the luxuries of a regular cruise. With these few exceptions, you won't be able to leave your cabin. Food service is extremely limited. No stewards will visit your room, make your bed, or clean your room. No one will leave you chocolates on your pillows. And nobody will fold a towel in the shape of a cute little animal. It's one day after another in complete isolation. Quarantine Cruise Lines. Now with containment stops all over the world.
417.
Well, good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We had an accident a little earlier, 1600 block of Carter Hill Road. That's going to be right near the Burger King, just up from Mulberry Street. Watch out for emergency vehicles cleaning that up. We are really congested. Norman Bridge Road to the East South Boulevard out 331. East South Boulevard at Troy Highway, very busy, as well as Taylor Road, Atlanta Highway at Federal Drive outbound, and I-65 and 85 doing a good bit of business through downtown Montgomery. We have no other accidents to tell you about at this time, but keep it buckled up and use caution out there this afternoon. We are expecting a little bit of rain to start falling. Are you looking for a new career? Scholarships are available at Trenum State Community College in welding, certified nursing assistant, truck driving, emergency medical technology, and precision machining. Call Trenum State now for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
Insurance denied your car rental, car repair, or doctor visit? Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And you know what? Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
This is our roll call on Happy Hour at 492.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing. You gotta have something.
Beverage
Bob and
Mavis. Nothing from nothing leaves nothing. You gotta have something if you wanna be with me.
Listening to
someone who was solid.
muchacho.
You gotta have
I
something.
Have it.
If you wanna be with me.
Oh, baby.
Nothing from nothing.
What is wrong with you?
You gotta have
it's
something. If you wanna be with me.
Stupid.
Juvenile.
Stupid. Stupid. Asinine and very stupid.
You're not going to melt.
Yes.
You gotta have something.
A brush with mediocrity.
That was good, man.
I had a few moments, and now I...
Especially the Biden thing. It fit perfect.
Well, but you see... Well, I already got a 989 from Cooter.
Ah, he knows.
But you probably couldn't hear, and that... You know, look, I don't make excuses. When I screw up on the show, I own it, right? I mean, I've kind of made a living doing that. If I'm not talking about my life screw-ups, I'm talking about stuff that happens here. It's kind of my reputation. But the whole point of putting the Biden thing in the middle was to play that Ukraine clip. What you may not have heard, but I did play it, was...
How dare you?
Oh, yeah, right after.
Was to have that disturbed little child come in and, you know, make it work. Anyway, maybe next time I'll do better.
It was not craptacular.
You always do.
You think
better.
I will?
No.
Yes.
Well, Rosie, you are the flame of eternal optimism.
Yes.
You really are.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. 22 minutes after 4 o'clock. Nothing that appears to be of any immediate threat to us, but if you're heading up 65 later this afternoon or early this evening, be aware that there is a real serious line of storms south of east and slightly north of east, slightly south of west. What the hell am I talking about?
I don't understand the words you just said.
Nobody did.
I wish you could just shut your big yapper.
That's a good idea.
Thank God you got Google Maps.
There's people out there thinking.
I think that guy just says bull.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Should we start calling you Renee?
Slightly south of west to slightly north of east.
Draw you a map to get out of here.
And it's plowing through Clanton right now. You know, they had to do some water rescues in Birmingham today. But this thing is, it doesn't appear to be headed in our direction at any great speed, that's for sure. But if you're heading up that way later, you should be weather aware. And then I guess Rich said this week is almost identical to last week. He's planning on another overnighter. Oh, has he already talked to you?
No, but I've sent him a text and said I'm on standby. Just let me know.
She's our MVP, Miss Valuable Player, because she knows. And did she require extensive training to become an assistant?
Jump right on it.
Jump right on it. Yeah.
On everything.
That's Rosie. So it could be a long, long Wednesday night. We actually have a call. I don't know why, but I think we owe it to Joel to find out what he wants to talk about. Hi, Joel.
Hey, Greg. I just came from Birmingham a few minutes ago, and from Birmingham all the way down to Clanton was the hardest rain I've ever been in.
Wow.
It's rained 3 inches in the last hour.
It looks that way on the radar, but sometimes... The radar, like I was outside a few minutes ago, and you could feel a wet mist in the air, but it's not showing up on the radar. So it's not exactly dry here, but...
Yeah. Well, I'm over in Tolley County now, and it's raining hard, but not like it was. So, when y'all was talking about light mist, I'm thinking, where are they at, light mist? Where I've been today, it's been pouring down.
Yeah, it hadn't gotten to Montgomery yet.
No,
well, it's y'all get ready.
Well, doesn't that red line of storms look like a big red serpent just sort of coiling up, ready to bite Georgia?
He's looking at the radar, Joel.
Yeah, I was describing the radar in a very more...
It does.
Yeah! It does.
You on drugs?
Yeah, but not...
I bet you my blood pressure's going up 10 to 20...
Oh, man. I mean, that's...
driving this mist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well...
I don't like driving in the rain either, Joel.
Well, y'all have a great wet day.
You too, and stay dry.
it's not that I'm worried about how I drive in the rain. It's the other idiots
right
around me.
Because we drive perfect.
Yes. No, look. Take a look at that radar image. You can see it on your side. See how it coils up there? Now, there's the head. That looks like a...
I see it. And
it looks like a cobra.
It looks like a dragon fixing to get him.
And what? Where's it?
Going to Atlanta.
Right on the Georgia border. It does. It looks like a big flaming dragon. All right.
Big flaming
take
red
some
dragon.
More, take a more, some more psychedelic drugs, Greg. Hey, has anybody ever had... I'm taking an antibiotic called doxycycline.
Mm-hmm. I have. Keep going.
Well,
I can tell you what I can tell you if you want to know, but you probably don't.
Has anybody ever
know.
Take anything that makes your tongue feel like it's got pepper on the tip of it?
That stuff will dry your skin out. It's good for acne and the clap.
And apparently pneumonia also.
On this sophisticated show, we use the term social disease.
Oh, yeah.
This is the clap. By the way, guess what? When it comes to social disease, guess who's...
Number one.
We are. Montgomery. Yeah.
Isn't that sad?
You know, we make all these... It's something they need to address, by the way. Maybe part of that has to do with crap like what was going on. If I'm not mistaken, aren't most of the airbase boulevard places, motels, places you would not normally frequent?
Yeah, yeah.
Because they had some guy barricaded in an airbase boulevard motel room shooting at cops today.
And I bet nobody did. I mean, the bullet holes, anything, you'll never see them because they blend right in.
We're going to be paying a lot more attention to local news, by the way. And by the way, here's something else. If I would like to get some feedback, we're not that far off from our primary. And that's when we're going to decide whether it's Jeff Sessions or...
March 3rd.
March 3rd, yeah. I saw Roy billboard on the way in.
Judge Moore?
Yeah. Still standing.
Is it still standing?
That's what it says.
Still standing?
Yeah. Man. A waste of a billboard.
I would kind of like to know. Maybe I'll run a straw poll on Facebook too. Who are you going to vote for that Senate nomination? I would like to know. Mm-hmm. And for District 2 as well. There's a bunch of people competing for that, and read some interesting stuff about some of the people in that race. But I want to know what you think of 272-9228. The people that can protect you from those with ill intent, that's Applied Security. I know you like to do business with local companies whenever possible. Here you go. These folks have been in business. They're in their fourth decade, Mark and Vicky. They can assume your existing monitoring for under $30 a month, so that should be very appealing if you don't currently are not happy with the kind of coverage you have with your current security provider. In the meantime, Applied has state-of-the-art solutions. In 15 years here at Blue Water, here's what I can tell you with great certainty. If you find yourself outside our building, outside business hours, and you don't have your device to get back in, you're not getting back in. You're just not. Not unless you want to get really destructive, like, oh, maybe the front end of your car through a door. What I'm saying is this is real protection. And you just can't waltz in and out of here either. We have a system in place that, gives us layers, if you will, of protection as well. And they've been taking care of us for, gosh, I guess 15 years. Local folks, state-of-the-art technology, so whether it's your home, your business, or a piece of property that you want surveilled and protected, call Applied Security at 279-8338. 279-8338 for Mark and Vicky and that great team. They've taken good care of Blue Water. They'll take good care of you. Their Alabama Electronic Security Board permit number is 276. Write that down, please.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Quire.
Resolve to increase your comfort and reduce your energy bills with a new Carrier system during AC by Lou Quire's New Year's resolution sale. Save up to 25% off a new Carrier system when you turn to the experts at Lou Quire. Plus, you can get a one-year maintenance agreement and 10-year parts and labor warranty. Visit acbylouquire.com today. That's acbylouquire.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Quire.
License number 84417.
Hi, I'm Tiffany Coleman. My husband, Jeff Coleman's running for Congress. He grew up in the family moving van business. Right after we were married, his dad sent him overseas to work with their international agents. Our girls and I didn't see him much then, but he learned so much. When his dad moved to chairman, Jeff became president. Since then, the company has grown from 15 to 70 service centers around the world. Their revenues have increased tenfold. He's the hardest working man I know, and he has been since he was 10. For some reason, God gave him the ability to go more than most and not tire. That might help him in Congress. More later.
I'm Jeff Coleman, the conservative businessman candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message, paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Get a complete heating and cooling system for just $69 a month. But hurry, there are limited quantities available. Visit calldixie.com.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I can hardly concentrate on what Rand Paul is saying. His hair is so sexy.
Guys, get the hairstyle women are crazy about. The Rand Paul style.
Straight on the sides, curly on top, Rand Paul hair.
Rand Paul shampoo. It'll leave your grown-out natural curls on top, but also works as a conditioner to relax the hair on the sides.
Giving you the randiest style all the women want on their man.
Straight on the sides, curly on top, Rand Paul hair.
The Rand Paul style.
It's a bipartisan hairstyle. Straight and curly.
Straight on the sides, curly on top, Rand Paul hair.
Rand Paul shampoo and conditioner.
All right, the straw poll has been put up on my Facebook page. Please take a second and just stick a name in there. I'm not giving you the list, because we know that you are savvy and politically aware people. So as of today, who has your vote in the March 3rd Republican Senate primary? Okay? I am going to be watching this with great interest. And if everybody's good, we will do this tomorrow with the congressional primary, see what's happening. I kind of have a feeling about it. But I want to know, please, it's on my page. You don't have to be a friend. You don't even have to like me. In fact, a few people don't. They made that known over the weekend.
Why?
Because I called that son of a bitch that prick in Duval County, Florida, a terrorist, the guy that drove into the Trump tent.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you don't know it, but most of the terrorists are Trump supporters.
Ah.
And I tried to keep it dignified. I said, you know, go yourself and... kind of ended there.
Boom.
And that may be why I have a friend opening on Facebook. And we'll give that to the first person that calls Rosie that's been waiting for like ever.
For a phone call.
No. It's Monday. Nobody wants to talk to me on Monday. 272-9228. If you want that friend spot, if you've already gotten a request in, so I can look you up and add you. I like to add people who listen to the show and support what we do.
I've got another funny Oscar thing for you.
Okay.
So Rebel Wilson and some other dude came out to give the visual effects Oscar or whatever.
Yeah.
And they came out dressed like cats.
Oh, I saw that. That was James Corden, wasn't it?
Yeah, they came out like that because it was visual effects, and we all know how the Cats movie went, because they had to go back and fix it because you could see their hands.
Yeah, that was one of last year's biggest turds.
Oh, it was terrible, and I loved it that they came out with the cats and the hands, and they were like, visual effects.
Did you get a name?
No. It was a dial tone.
I am tired of getting calls from dial tones. Stop it. Yeah, that was... Speaking of animals, here's a story. This is news that makes Greg pissed off. Apparently, some a-hole in Covington County went to somebody's farm and killed a zebra, a cow, and two miniature horses.
Man, that is terrible.
Shot them. And there's a reward for information on that case. It's up to $7,500. Anybody that could go do that to creatures that are
innocent.
That's
didn't do
a petting
anything.
Zoo.
Yeah.
Little petting zoo that could go and do that is totally capable of
even
taking
worse.
Shots at people. Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. That's how a lot of them start.
Starts with cats and then serial
dogs, killers. Yeah. All right, we do have a call. Let me take it before they celebrate a birthday. John Boy.
Hey, I want that spot.
Yeah! You See? Listen.
Okay, hang on. We get his last name off the air. I don't want him getting harassed or hounded. And we'll add him. But yeah, okay. Sure, why not? It is 4:36. Let's say I'm going to go down and see if it's still misting. You want to join me?
I'm down. Never been called that one before.
Listen, I know you are trying to learn about this business, and I think you should because you do have a future. But that's called trying too hard to sound better than you really feel. Stuff like that happens. You turn into Porky Pig. It ain't fun. 4:37. I said, trying to sound like really alive and alert.
Well, good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Well, we are very busy on the boulevard all the way around the city this hour. Moderate to heavy traffic and an accident Eastern Boulevard at Vaughn Road. Watch out for emergency vehicles there. Taylor Road, very congested and an accident as you pass AUM and Halcyon Summit Drive. Just before I-85, we have an accident there. Watch out for emergency vehicles. We are very congested on 85 southbound up to the merge at 65. We've got heavy traffic on 85 northbound out of downtown with slowdowns around the Eastern Boulevard. Use caution wherever you are. It is very busy everywhere this afternoon. Premier Place is the ultimate shopping experience. Shop professionals and spa. It's fashion, Sally Beauty, Kato Fashion, T-Mobile, and more. It's all at Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
If you've been in a wreck, don't call one of those out-of-town lawyers. Call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Let's face it. Credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car? Here's my card.
I take my daughter and her college friends out for sushi? Here's my card.
And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you going to do?
Here's what you can do. Get a low fixed-rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream and pay off those credit card balances. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, and you could get your money as soon as the day you apply. The average credit card company charges over 19% APR, but with LightStream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay.
Now I can pay off my high-interest credit cards and save money with a much lower rate. Thanks, Lightstream.
Want an even lower interest rate? Apply today at lightstream.com/news and get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/news for an additional discount. Lightstream.com/news.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/news for more information.
Try Sinclair's East. Fine dining. Vaughn at Taylor.
I brought Dirk Swofford with me today, who's been a co-worker and a good friend of mine for years. Everybody knows him. He's a great waiter, and two-thirds, three-fourths of the crowd that comes in tonight wants Dirk to wait on him because he's a first-class great waiter and a good man and has lots of stories for the little kids.
Dinner at Sinclair's is a great experience. We have such a nice and large and varied menu that no matter who comes in there, we're going to have something you're going to like.
Dirk knows what's good.
We've got a shrimp pesto to die for. The way they make that pesto sauce, you want to slap your grandma.
Try a burger break at Sinclair's.
Got a lot of great burgers at Sinclair's. They're all hand-patty. There's nothing prefab about our place. We have some great cooks, and they are dedicated, and they love to put out some great food, and we got some great servers, and they like serving that great food.
Sinclair's East. Fine dining. Vaughn at Taylor.
Hey, this is David Little from Tucker Pecan Company. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for over 10 years now, and the results have been amazing. Every day, we have new customers that come in that have heard us on all the different radio stations that we advertise on. If you want to help your business grow, the best way to do it is through radio advertising through Blue Water Broadcasting. They do a great job in promoting our business and helping us grow our business, and hopefully they can help you grow your business too.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Hi, I'm Ellen.
Alice Askew with Alabama News Network. Mayor Stephen Reed and the Montgomery United Transition Team want your input and solutions for a better Montgomery. There'll be a municipal assembly to let your voice be heard. It's Wednesday, February 12th at 5:30 p.m. in the auditorium at Montgomery City Hall. Montgomery Fire and Rescue is reporting the city's first fire fatality of 2020. A 67-year-old man died of fire-related injuries in a structure fire on the 4,000 block of Ardmore Drive on Saturday. There were no reported injuries to fire department personnel. The cause of the fire is still under investigation. Montgomery fire officials are also investigating what caused a storage unit to go up in flames early this morning. The fire broke out in the 6300 block of Atlanta Highway. Officials tell us a woman was treated on the scene for minor injuries. Firefighters were eventually able to get the blaze under control. 10 storage units were damaged. And those are your news headlines. I'm Ellis Askew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Wet and turbulent times for the week ahead with showers and thunderstorms becoming likely tonight. There'll be some locally heavy rainfall in spots. Periods of showers and thunderstorms tomorrow. I think we're in the mid-70s tomorrow. Upper 70s on Wednesday. Risk of showers and thunderstorms during the daytime Wednesday, but showers and storms becoming more likely Wednesday night, and it could be another one of those overnight severe weather threats just like last Wednesday night that lasts through Thursday morning. Severe thunderstorms with damaging wind gusts and a tornado can't be ruled out. Then it turns cooler during the daytime hours on Thursday and a windy, cold day Friday, but the rain is gone by then. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you strapped for cash but need a car right now? No problem. Get an auto loan from ASE and make no payment for 90 days. Apply online or visit a branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Terms and conditions apply. Equal opportunity lender.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Tonight, NBC launches another division of Law and Order.
Gonna have to keep those people back.
Oof, what happened to this guy?
Wrong place, wrong time.
You said it. What's under his hand there? Give me a straw to pull that out.
How about a stick? Plastic straws are hurting the environment and turtles.
Oh, shut the f*** up. Oof, this is gonna make it hard for me to have a burger for lunch.
Actually, if everyone could eat less meat, it would have a huge impact on our overall greenhouse emissions.
Shut the f*** up. Can I get a bright light under his body when they take the pictures?
You know, people who leave lights on all day.
Shut the f*** up. Law and Order, STFU. Brand new tonight on NBC and streaming online.
People who leave their computers on all day are responsible for wasted electricity.
Oh, shut the f*** up.
Really? I love that.
Me too.
How many times a day do you live? You know, what's going on in this New Hampshire primary is they're all trying to see who can promise the most to make things far worse by giving illegal aliens your money and privileges, including the vote. Buttigieg up there wants all drugs decriminalized.
Really?
But they're going to crack down on cigarette smoking.
Priorities in the wrong place.
They're not about freedom, individual freedom or prosperity. They're about control, 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 your health care, everything. They know better than you, so wake up. On the other hand, I love what the president's doing to Chuckie Schumer, who now wants him investigated for doing his job, which does include getting rid of dead weight in the NSC. People who are, don't listen to the president, listen to me. I work in the NSC. That's what the Venmans were doing and others. And that's something we have to hold President Trump accountable for, not for firing them, but for allowing them to stay on after he took office. I don't think they realized how many saboteurs were still in positions where they could try and hurt him. And that's been their goal since day one, is to get him out. So far, I'd say he's kicked their butt and won, but now he's got to really drain the swamp. But he is told, you know, and we know that AOC just loves Donald Trump, But he has said, I think AOC should run against Schumer because she'd kick his ass. So think about the position. Those are his exact words.
He's starting a war.
Think about the position that puts AOC in. A, she hates Trump, but he just said, well, you'd be a better candidate for Senate in New York than Chuck Schumer would.
That's awesome.
Which then kind of drives a wedge between AOC and she has no use for the establishment people anyway, even if she is dumber than a box of hammers. I mean, this woman, somebody said she probably affirmative actioned her way to this so-called economics degree that she got because she doesn't know what she's talking about. I'll give you an example in a second. But let's go to our straw poll and see what kind of results we have. The question is, who has your vote in the Republican Senate primary? And we'll run down the answers one at a time. I'd like to get some more votes. We have over 20, and we just put this up a few minutes ago. Tommy, Tuberville, Tuberville, Burn, Tuberville, Tommy, Burn, Tuberville, Tuberville, Burn. Anyone but Moore, Sessions, Tommy Tuberville, Burn, Tommy Tuberville, Burn, Tuberville, Burn, and Tub. Split.
Sounds about right, man.
Tuberville and Burn. One vote for Jeff Sessions. One vote. I do not think he survives that primary. I hate to say it because I really do love the man. But I don't think he understands what happened when he took the AG job and then recused himself and failed to go after any. I mean, all of us, what do we do here for 3 years? Talk about Comey and McCabe and Stroke and Page. And, you know, they got all the texts. They were plotting to take down this president. And we're still waiting for justice. And I'm not saying that my audience represents the entire state of Alabama by any sense, but I do think it represents a pretty hardcore conservative constituency. And that does not look good. So I would say we'll probably have a runoff between Tuberville and Byrne. And on a hunch, I might see Tuberville getting it. You know why? Because he's not a politician. He has spent his life coaching football teams. And I guess being a conservative at heart, but this is what we need. The Congress was set up not for career politicians. That's not what the founding fathers had in mind. You're supposed to leave your farm or your little business or your general store and make your way to Washington for a short period of time every year, deal with whatever legislation was necessary, and then go home. But now it's you got guys like Biden. He's been around for 100 years. He's improved nothing. And now he thinks that's his ticket to running everything. Trump has been the businessman, the American businessman. And you watch, I think he's holding back because he's got to have some cards to play as the election gets closer. But he's going to have a very appealing plan to deal with student debt. And, you know, the stuff that Elizabeth Warren, everybody, we'll just cancel it out. The hell you will, because that's like taking a leak on everybody that did it right, you know, paid the bills and so forth. There's got to be a solution there that won't tick off the people who paid their bills and then help those who are buried, who can't move forward with their lives because they racked up all the student debt. And we all know who's responsible for that.
I'm a total bumbling idiot.
No, that was by design. And on top of that, what do they get? 4 years of a degree in worthless crap and an indoctrination into socialism incrementally. Please check in on that straw poll. We'd like to see, if it's possible, before 6, 100 votes. That would be a nice cross-section, nice sample. Just go to my page and vote. Your CBD store carries a product line that can help your life in any number of different ways. I've been using the topical cream. It's very rejuvenating. And they have a topical cream for pain as well. The cannabinoids in your system interact. These products, you know, I, again, it's kind of like I can't explain anything about your air conditioner or how they get under the hood at Don Duncan and do that. When you want answers on CBD products, go to your CBD store. This is their universe. They care. Don't get CBD products at a gas station or a place that
does that as a store.
That's sideline stuff. The counter clerk more than likely can't answer any questions you have about them. The SunMed product line, the one they carry at your CBD store, is top of the line, meets all ISO standards. And Marissa and Lori can answer questions on how CBD products can help you with pain, with better sleep. And there's so many different ways to use them. Gummy bears, oil tinctures. I mentioned the topical cream. They're very, very effective. And the CBD treats for pets have also been very helpful with everything from separation anxiety to pets that need to relax or get off their feet because of a pulled muscle. I had another story over the weekend from somebody whose dog hurt its leg jumping off the bed. 2 days with CBD products, the dog slept well and is walking around fine. So they do help accelerate healing. Again, that's Marissa and Lori at your CBD store, 8852 Mini Brown Parkway, across from the Renfro's Adams Drugs. Just turn south at the Bojangles, make your first immediate left, then right, and you are at your CBD store.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue at the Boston Airport.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Grammy-nominated Joe Bonamassa, hailed as one of the world's greatest guitar players. Blues rock titan Joe Bonamassa, live in concert on Thursday, February 13th at the MPAC. Tickets available at Ticketmaster.com. Joe Bonamassa. Don't miss your chance to experience the guitar event of the year.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks finishing higher with the NASDAQ and S&P 500 notching new record highs as investors weighed concerns about the coronavirus against signs of strength in the U.S. economy. Among the gainers today, tech companies with Microsoft leading the charge. And shares of Tesla rising over 3% and topping $800 a share before pairing gains. This after the Shanghai municipal government said it would help companies like Tesla resume production as soon as possible. Tesla's Shanghai factory has been closed while the Chinese government tries to contain the coronavirus outbreak. And Amazon tapping a top Sony executive to oversee its entertainment operations. Mike Hopkins, currently chair of Sony Pictures TV and a former chief executive at Hulu, will join Amazon later this month as senior VP in charge of its Prime Video platform and its movie and television studios. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Heather Rybarski, invested in you.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Oh, I wish I were an Oscar statue winner, thanking fans and the Academy. But I am just an ordinary person. Don't make millions to play make-believe.
Well, good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic very busy all along the boulevard this afternoon, and we have an accident East Boulevard at Vaughn Road.
Also, Taylor Road, very congested from Atlanta Highway up to I-85. And on Taylor, just before Halcyon Summit Drive, got an accident there. Use caution. Watch out for emergency vehicles. We have very slow traffic, 85 southbound downtown up to the 65 merge. We've got slow traffic out of downtown on 85 northbound. Very busy everywhere. Use caution and keep it here for more traffic updates. Bring your tax refund to Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. You'll get a minimum of $1,000 trade-in on anything you bring in for trade. That's Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
It's 4:56. Next hour, here's what I've got lined up for fun and excitement. I've got a whole bunch of stories of people who did enormously stupid things. This is all current news too. And I'll give you the basics on the story, and you tell me which Democrat they're likely to vote for. Match the insane behavior to the candidate that just comes to mind. There's no right or wrong on it. It's just an opinion thing. Starting off with a 21-year-old who had to be rescued from a child's high chair after a friend bet him he couldn't get into it. He did. He couldn't get out. Stuff like that. So, and then we'll see if we can match them to the Democrat in the primary that makes the most sense for somebody that stupid. 4:57, Fox News is 3 minutes away, and then we'll be back. Doesn't that sound like an exciting thing we're going to do next hour?
Yes. No.
Oh, yeah.
You don't like that?
No.
How about you, sir?
Greg is smart.
Thank you.
Hi, Rich Thomas from Montgomery Eye Physicians. At Montgomery Eye Physicians, their mission is to serve their patients with a total commitment to quality, courtesy, and professionalism. With three offices in the River Region, their staff is able to serve patients through comprehensive eye exams, diabetic eye care, and contact lens needs, as well as vision correctional procedures like LASIK, cataract surgery, and eyelid treatment options, each producing consistently excellent outcomes. They have a complete staff of ophthalmologists, optometrists, and trained technical support. Montgomery Eye Physicians is committed to providing you with the most comprehensive eye care and health care information in Central Alabama. You can visit their website at onlinemep.com in order to order contact lenses, take a vision self-test, watch patient testimonials, or to schedule an appointment at one of their Montgomery or Prattville locations. You can also call them at 271-3804. Let them help you see life clearly at Montgomery Eye.
Are you ready to invest in your future and work with a Southern brand you know and trust? Jenny King, the King of Clean, is in very high demand right now in this area. So we're looking for motivated, customer-oriented people who want to pursue the dream of working for themselves, but not by themselves. Go to JennyKingCleans.com now and see how our proven track record can help you become financially independent with a company that has been cleaning for over 30 years. That's JennyKingCleans.com.
Jenny King, the King of Clean.
Hi, I'm Rebecca, owner of Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon. Are you looking for that perfect gift? Get that special someone a gift certificate to use on the services they love. Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon, the only salon, med spa, and day spa located in the heart of downtown Prattville.
It's time to show your sweetheart how much you care with a Jenny Lind's floor.